time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, the youth are... Well,
they're playing some volleyball for state championships.
They're good at that.
And, you know, when you're going for the state championship, it's just not much better than that in high school, is it?
No, that's as good as it gets.
Dave and I have talked about this recently, Aubrey, but when you look at the run that Cameron has made and that Navasota has made in football, and you look, you know, we've had a lot of teams make it to state. In volleyball, I guess Leon in 2012 might have been our last area team to actually come home with the state championship. We've really been blessed. You know, you think College Station won the baseball championship a couple years ago in just their second year of existence. Man, oh, man, we have had some teams that made some good runs. We've had individuals and other sports, but we're going to talk volleyball today because David, we've got him on the line. He has a match to cover in Garland tomorrow afternoon. He actually has two matches to cover in Garland tomorrow, one in the afternoon and one in the evening, which means if I know David, the engine's probably idling and he's got it sitting in the garage and he's packed up and ready to go, and he'll probably leave for Garland as soon as the show's over with.
Well, not quite, but I'd like to think that I had everything packed.
Well, I just hope that you got all your clothes washed and packed, David.
Which was actually part of the problem today. But yeah, I'm working on that, so I think that's just about taken care of.
David, let's talk the state tournament, and it is a big deal. You and I, between the two of us, have. Either written or are writing stories about all three of the Brazos Valley teams that are making the trip. So I feel like we can speak fairly knowledgeably about that. But the tournament's going to start Wednesday, runs all the way through Saturday up in Garland. We do have three teams going. North Zulch is going to be in Class A, making their first state appearance. They'll play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then tomorrow in the last game of that first day, Iola making its ninth appearance. They're in 2A, and they'll play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, Larry, the interesting thing about that is that's a new pilot program that the UIL came out with this year. So the 1As played in 2A districts, and so it's not like they had to go across the state to find places to play. So they were able to play in 2A districts, so they had the competition on a regular basis. And then when it rolled around, it became a separate 1A and 2A bracket, and that's why they did it that way. Turns out a couple of teams from the same district are playing each other in both these 1A, 2A matches because North Zulch is playing Copperell. They're in the same district with Crawford, and Crawford's the team that is taking on Iola in the first round. So pretty good districts, apparently.
Right. You told me, and I know you wrote about that pilot program in your story in today's paper about North Zulch. I still don't understand it completely because we've had teams, including Leon in the past, and certainly Iola has gone to state in Class A, and everything's changed with realignment. But the thing is, you talk to North Zulch and you talk to the coach out there, and whether it's a new way of doing things or not, that's a pretty exciting thing for the Lady Bulldogs to get to go to state for the first time.
Yeah, it is, and it's a program that's been good for a long time. Greg Horns had a team out there that's played really well for a lot of years, and you do get into kind of numbers games, particularly when you're talking about the difference between you've got 200 in school and maybe you have 60 in school, you know. So yeah. So the smaller schools really do have a numbers disadvantage, and I think it maybe even stands out more. Now, you'll get an argument from the 6A people that there's a difference there, but I think it might even stand out more in the smaller schools from that standpoint. But good programs get rewarded. That's why I thought we might see Burton with a good run. We might see North Zulch with a good run, and they did. Both got both got to the regional finals, and North Zulch made it to the state.
Right, and that's interesting because North Zulch is going to play Copperell. I'm sure I messed that name up.
No, that's right.
But then the other semifinal has Round Top Carmine against Fort Davis, and, of course, on Saturday I saw Round Top Carmine because they eliminated Burton in the regional finals over at Brenham, and Round Top Carmine's one of those programs. You put them in there, Winthorst, which is second in a number of state appearances to Leon. There's some schools you just expect to be there. I think,
and both of them are there this year.
Right.
So,
and I think, David, as I look at 1A, the records in that classification might be as misleading as anything in terms of what to expect. You know, North Zulch is 25-18, and you say that's not a very impressive record for a team going to state. But as you said, they played in a 2A district, and they played in a district with Iola, which is a top-ranked team in 2A.
Yeah.
So they played good people, obviously, and I think it makes it a little bit – you tell me, you'll be up there covering the matches tomorrow afternoon. I think it's a little bit more of a crapshoot with 1A because – they have played good people, and so the records, you can't go quite as much by the records or the rankings.
Yeah, what we didn't say is Round Top, by the way, is going as a 1A school, so they've been doing that all these years as one of those smaller schools. So effectively, it's the cutoff line for six-man, but not everybody plays six-man that does
right.
that. But yeah, I think so. I wouldn't get too caught up with any of the records there, and quite frankly, I don't know how caught up I'd get caught up with records in 2A and above.
Right.
I do think when you're 42-1 and like Iola is, that's worthy of note.
Right.
But I think the other part of it is everybody has played tough people.
Right.
There's just not around here. If you play volleyball, you're playing tough people because there's nobody around here who doesn't have somebody good. You're going to run into somebody pretty quickly if you're scheduling matches.
And these programs around here, Iola in 2A and Leon in 3A, are perfect examples. They schedule up early in the year.
Oh, yeah.
They'll play Caldwell. They'll play College Station. They'll play Bryan. I mean, they really do schedule up, and obviously it helps them when they get to state. David Campbell and I are talking about the state volleyball tournament that's going to start tomorrow. There's two other teams from the area going, David, and I find them both really interesting. You mentioned Iola. Now, as I look at the UIL website, it says 41-1. You said 42-1. Either way,
I'm planning on winning. I don't know. Yeah,
but I can say this, David, because you're going up there to cover the matches, and I will only be following them from here. But Iola, to me, and I have nothing against the other people. And I certainly, I'm a big fan of Jason Evans, the Leon coach. But Iola, to me, is in a special category, and I just cannot help but root for Jamie McDougal, the coach over there. This is their ninth trip to state. I think eight of those have come during her time at the school. They've run into some really great teams. I've covered them.
I know you covered them against Winthorst.
But I mean, they played really good people. Sometimes in the state semifinals, sometimes in the state finals. This year, I thought was going to be a down year for them. I really did. They lost Amanda Gooch, who was one of the best players in our area for the last really 3 or 4 years.
And she went to
Sam Houston State. And when you're at a small school and you lose a player that good, you think, you know, they've got to take a step back. But they only lost one match all year. I think they've been ranked – they might have started at two, but they've been ranked number one most of the year for what that's worth. And I just can sit – like I said, I can say it because I'm staying here and you're driving to Garland. But I will be rooting for them because I'm really a fan of Jamie McDougal. She's a classy lady. And I just think – they deserve to win, and if they do, I will be really happy for Iola and for her.
Hey, you know, Larry, this is the second time she's gone back-to-back. Winthorst lost in 2007 was the last time they did it. They did 2006-2007, so that's an amazing accomplishment in itself. But, you know, you want to get there, and it probably makes you want it even more once you get there time and time again. You know you're a good coach at this point, but that's that validation that I think the great coaches probably deserve.
And I think the fact that they have played up, that they played people, good teams from bigger classifications, it makes them more tested and makes them tougher. I think that'll help. The only thing is the teams that they're playing, Winthorst and Weimer and the other semifinal, they're playing Crawford tomorrow night at 7. Those teams have probably done the same thing, so there's a lot of talent out there. Before we finish up, David, I want to mention Leon, the Lady Cougars. I talked to Jason Evans, their coach, last night. Have been working on a story today, and they're an interesting story because they just keep going back. Well, last year they had a senior, a couple of other kids didn't come back. They had to replace three starters from last year's team that didn't make the state tournament, and then they had another player, Michaela McGeary, who tore her ACL last spring and missed like the first 30 matches of this season, and what have they played, 40-something. So, Leon, they'll play, you'll cover them Thursday morning in the 3A semifinals at 9 o'clock. They're going to play Denver City, but Leon's 45-3. And the other thing, too, is Peaster, which is the number one ranked team in that classification, is 46-1. They'll play Goliad in the second semifinal on Thursday. You could very well cover Leon on Thursday morning and then come back in the afternoon and have North Zulch and or Iola playing in state championship matches. But it's special. You got to cover Leon when they won state in 2012.
Yeah, it was fun.
But it's special because they haven't won the most state championships. They're up there on the list, but they've been there more than anybody else. And that's really a cool accomplishment. There'll be 26 trips to state for the Leon volleyball program, which goes all the way back to Coach Jason Evans' grandfather, Billy Bob Evans, who was, you know, legendary, set all kinds of records. And I guess I should mention, Aubrey, that I'm so old that I covered Coach Evans' grandfather when they went to state at Gregory Gym in Austin in 85. So
that's when I was born.
It's a big time. Oh, man.
And
thanks a lot, Aubrey.
Since you brought up Billy Bob Evans, one of the nicest guys ever in the coaching business. So nice guys don't always finish last. That's one of the really good guys in any sport in coaching and one of the most successful that ever stood on the sideline.
And as we finish up, we'll just remind our listeners to keep an eye on BrazosSports.com. You can follow David Campbell on Twitter. I think it's at Scoop Sports. He'll have some updates. He'll be in Garland on Wednesday and Thursday for the Class A and 2A semifinals on Wednesday, the Class 3A semifinals with Leon on Thursday morning, and then if either of those first two teams play for state, he will be there. He's going to see a lot of volleyball, a lot of bump, set, and spikes, Aubrey.
But I have bad news for hopeful Brian fans. I am going to be back for the game with the Vikings play.
Okay, and you have to do it without Aubrey, so that definitely deserves a bless your heart.
Yeah, there's no question about that. There you go. Lots of good stuff going on this week. And like you said, follow BrazosSports.com for all of the latest from state volleyball. That's today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.